Window World, the official windows of the Kansas City Chiefs, presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues online at windowskansascity.com.
It is game week for the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs as they get ready to face the Detroit Lions on Thursday night to kick off the 2023 NFL season. And while we all know very well the recent history of this team, three appearances in the Super Bowl, two victories in the Super Bowl, and the simply incredible start to Patrick Mahomes' career as the starting quarterback here in Kansas City, it is worth this week looking at a couple of the ridiculous numbers. Especially in the season openers. This Patrick Mahomes in season openers is 5-0. Four of those they've won by double digits, including pounding Arizona last year in an incredible first game of the season for the Chiefs 1 year ago. Shockingly, this is just unbelievable. In season openers in his career, going 5-0, Patrick Mahomes has 18 touchdowns and no interceptions. I mean, there's simply nothing like this. And I don't know why, as I dig through the numbers, and I look at the season and I think about what it's going to be for the Chiefs, we know it's never predictable. The NFL is never really easy to look at and say, okay, this is what's going to happen. Well, look, we know who the good teams are. We know the Eagles are good. We know the Chiefs are good. We know a lot of teams out there that are good. We know the Bengals are good. The Bills should have a good team. There's a lot that we sort of know, but we don't really know who's going to be great. We don't know who could become maybe the one seed in the AFC. The Chiefs, through this run, have not been the one seed every time. They have gotten the AFC Championship game at home an astounding five times in a row. Never done before. But what am I feeling on game week? What I'm feeling here about the Chiefs, despite these incredible numbers and all of these stats that we have to back up just how good the Chiefs not only have been in the openers, but over Mahomes' career, is it can't be this easy. It can't be this easy. There were a lot of games, a lot of bounces of the ball, a lot of things that happen, a lot of remarkable things that we've seen that absolutely give you all the reason in the world to be optimistic and think the Chiefs are the team to beat. And I do. If I'm doing the NFL power rankings right now, 1 through 32, the Chiefs are number one. But in this league, that gets you nothing. 17 weeks, 17 games, it's a brutal schedule. It can take a million tolls on you physically across the roster. This isn't that easy. To prove it isn't that easy and what the Chiefs have been doing. And I know what we all think here in Kansas City. I've yet to hear one person say that they think the Chiefs are going to do worse than 13-4. Now, 13-4 is really, really hard. The Vegas number on the Chiefs is 11.5. The computer has the Chiefs with 11.5 wins. The computer says the Chiefs will win somewhere between 9 and 13 games. That they can't possibly do better than that, and they're too good to do worse than that. But the one that really got my attention was ESPN. They do these indexes and computer analysis where they play out every game and do all these things for the entire year. And ESPN Analytics says the Chiefs have a 56% chance to win the AFC West. Now, to me, that's the one where I'm like, okay, I don't think I believe in computers. I've watched a lot of football, and I'm not guaranteeing the Chiefs are winning the AFC West. But they've got a lot better chance than 56%. You don't just sit there and win it year after year after year and own the other teams in your division and only have a 56% chance. ESPN Analytics says the Chiefs have a 77% chance to make the playoffs. Now, I'm not really going to argue that point because there's always a chance that Mahomes misses 10 games or something like that. There's all kinds of data in here that take NFL averages. Okay, like number of games played by your quarterback, injuries. The Chiefs, through this run, have not had the key injuries. They've had guys out, sure, but they've not had Mahomes out for an extended period of time. They've not lost Travis Kelce for a season, for example. When you avoid those types of things, these percentages all change. But the computer says, ESPN Analytics, the Chiefs should win 10.6 games this year. Okay, well, that's an interesting number. That skews toward 11, and that would be 11-6, and that would probably be good enough to win the division if you won the right games in the division. But 77% chance of making the playoffs, that means there's almost a 1 in 4 chance, according to the computer, that the Chiefs do not make the playoffs this year. Now, we live in a bubble here, and if you listen to the podcast outside of Kansas City, you have some connection to Kansas City. You know, as a Chiefs fan, we're on our own world, our own bubble. I don't know anybody that believes there's a 1 in 4 chance that the Chiefs are going to miss the playoffs. I think everybody, I think it's become basically KU basketball. Okay? Just tell us what seed we are in the tournament. Let's get the bracket out and see who we got to go beat, and let's go play. The rest of it's just the build-up to that. Well, it isn't that easy. And the Lions probably aren't that easy. Lions can score. You don't think of them as a team that can score. This is one of the NFL's up-and-coming teams. That's why they sent them here to open the season, to showcase an offense that plays fast, they're aggressive, they're well-balanced. This should be a high-scoring game. This should be a fun one. The Chiefs, with Patrick Mahomes as their quarterback, have never not been ready for the opener. So I think we can probably scratch that one off the list. Were they distracted this summer? Was it a short offseason filled with all kinds of frivolity and crazy stuff? Sure, it was. But they've been to work. It's game week. Matt Nagy, the new OC, says that game week, some players are just different. He says Patrick Mahomes is that guy. Game week is different. Nagy said players like that go to different places, unquote. Meaning Mahomes gets locked in and the entire team feeds off of it and feels that. And that's where this team is right now, heading into the opener. There was good news on the injury report on Labor Day, and that is Kadarius Toney and L'Jarius Sneed, both limited practice participants, but both practicing. And Andy Reid has said Kadarius Toney has practiced fast at times over the last week or so. So it looks like these guys are paid to play in games. Availability is everything. It looks like Kadarius Toney and L'Jarius Sneed could be active and playing in the game on Thursday night. That's a big deal. We know what Kadarius Toney can do for this offense. That is great injury news. I've told you that I've counted Toney out until I see him making plays. Anything I get out of Kadarius Toney to me is just going to be gravy. I couldn't plan on any of it. I just don't think he's reliable enough. He certainly has not been reliable enough in his career to count on him. And so maybe I'm a little cynical. Maybe I'm a bummer. Pouring ice in your coffee or something like that. But that's just the way I see Kadarius Toney. L'Jarius Sneed, I mean, he's got borderline star superstar potential. And the Chiefs absolutely need him in that defensive secondary. He's a terrific player. It looks like they will both have chances to play on Thursday night as the Chiefs get fired up and start the season against the Detroit Lions. Later this week, we'll have Stan Weber on to get his thoughts on the matchup and week one in the NFL. Lee Sterling will be back with his picks. We're going to have Lee on early. We normally have him on Thursday or Friday. We'll do him before the Chiefs game, so you can get some thoughts there as well with our good friend Lee Sterling. And it is game week, and we will treat it as such. All right, we spent some time on Friday's podcast talking about the Missouri Tigers' opening win. Now it is time to talk a little KU and K-State. We'll take them in order as they occurred. Kansas beat Missouri State 48-17 on Friday night, and they were a little sluggish the first half into parts of the third quarter. They pull away late. There's a giant headline here, and that's that Jalen Daniels didn't play. Jason Bean did. KU has a more than serviceable and viable backup quarterback. Jason Bean was really good in this game. I think he can play better. I think the Jayhawks can play better. They didn't look very fast to me. And I don't know if they were sluggish. I don't know if it was heat. I don't know if it was taking an opponent lightly, thinking, okay, we've got this. You've probably sent a message to your team that you're going to win the game when you don't start Jalen Daniels. I think you've basically, if you're Lance Leipold, you pretty much told the team, we got these guys. Because Daniels reportedly had been practicing and looked like he was going to be ready to go, and then they didn't play him. Thinking, okay, the Illinois game this Friday night is a bigger deal. Illinois was not great in their first game, but they're a Big Ten school with a legitimate defense. They're going to be a real test for the Kansas offense. I think Kansas is going to score a lot of points this year. You would want to think that Jalen Daniels is going to start Friday night against Illinois. But the big news out of the KU game was the social media uproar. It's a full stadium. It looked great. I mean, it's fantastic to see Kansas fans packing their football stadium. What happened on Friday night at the stadium was really surprising to me. As you know, my wife went to Kansas. I went to Kansas State. She has made fun of us for years because the students do that FKU chant and have done that. And they've had to stop playing certain songs at basketball games and things like that. And she particularly made fun of K-State fans for doing it when they were not playing KU. They're like, oh, you're over there playing Oklahoma State and this chant breaks out. And I had no comeback. I don't join in those chants. I think it's stupid. I think college kids are dumb. I think I was a dumb college kid, and I probably would have been right in the middle of that thing chanting it, no matter who K-State was playing. I would have been doing it, thinking it was funny and whatever. Well, the days of Kansas making fun of the K-State fans for the chant are over. As Friday night, Memorial Stadium in Lawrence, the FK State chant busted out. While KU is drubbing Missouri State, they bust out in unison the FK State chant right there at the game. And the headline of this for me is not, hey, tit for tat, they're going to chant that back. The headline here is the Missouri rivalry is dead. It's over. The KU-MU rivalry is dead. They can play each other. It can be like the Missouri-Illinois basketball game if they want. It can be something like that. The rivalry is dead. What makes college rivalries is the students. We look to the younger generation and say, okay, what matters to them? That was a stadium full of KU students that have never known a Kansas-Missouri rivalry. They would have been like 7 years old or something, right? Not even, six. 6 years old when Missouri left. They don't know it. They didn't see it. They didn't grow up around it. They might have heard their parents talking about the good old days when KU and MU had a rivalry. But it's dead. If you're sitting there pummeling Missouri State on the opener of your season with a full stadium and chanting FK State, the Missouri rivalry's dead. And the K-State rivalry is on. Kansas State has done a lot to really make this thing happen. Of course, it really took both schools. It took Kansas getting better in football, which they are. That ratchets that up. But Kansas State for a while now has been pretty good at basketball. Bruce Weber won a couple of Big 12 titles. Jerome Tang took the team further than Kansas last year and beat KU in Lawrence. That gets their attention. So there's some things happening that get the attention of this rivalry. And I think what we have now, which we really have not had since probably we would have never really had it like this because there was never a time that both football teams could be good. That's just unprecedented. There just hadn't been that. Kansas State's been good at football for 25 years now. Through several coaching changes, they've continued to win multiple conference titles, all of those things. But Kansas, this looks legit with Lance Leipold. This looks legit. Are they a national champion? Are they going to win the Big 12? I don't think so. But, man, they're going to play you hard. They're going to score, and they're going to be in every game. That's what it looks like. And we now have a real in-state rivalry in the state of Kansas. It was confirmed on Friday night by the KU students that don't even think twice about Mizzou. The old Muck Fazoo shirts and all that stuff, gone. Nope. All these kids want to do is beat K-State. The rivalry is on. Speaking of K-State, they wallop Southeast Missouri. 45-0. Was that the final? 45-45. Ooh, Will Howard was sensational in this game. 297 yards and limited. He just played a little over a half. Threw for almost 300 yards. He ran one in. He threw touchdown passes. And he caught a touchdown pass. Will Howard. He then gave way to true freshman Avery Johnson at quarterback, who in just a couple series was everything you've ever heard about a recruit. You hear about recruits. Oh, this kid's everywhere. I mean, boom. Here's what I saw of Avery Johnson and what has me excited for Kansas State football. He has the feel for the game that you can't teach. You could already see it. I know it was Southeast Missouri. That ain't Texas. And if he is thrust into the starting quarterback role because of injury this year, he's going to get confused by defenses and he's going to make mistakes because he's a true freshman. His feel for the game, you could instantly see it, is Mahomes-like. It just is. He toys with defensive ends as they're coming around to sack him and waits until the last second and knows he's faster than them and gets away. He's an incredible athlete. He made a cross-field throw of 30 yards downfield on the left, out on the sideline. He ran the ball like the wind. He's skinny, but he's young. He's going to fill out. They say he's the fastest guy on the team in pads. His name is Avery Johnson. Remember that name. Kansas State football is in great hands. They've got a pro quarterback in all likelihood in Will Howard. Maybe not a starting pro quarterback, but a roster guy at the least. Finishing up this year, and he has another year next year. I swear what he was saying as they were watching Avery Johnson play, and he was making play after play there in the second half, and Will Howard, they show him on the sideline, he's just laughing, and he's talking with his teammates. I promise you, he was saying, yeah, that's the reason I'm leaving after this year. Because I don't think Will Howard, if he came back another year, would beat out Avery Johnson. I don't. And it will be real interesting to see how much playing time he gets. Forget the red shirt. This was always a bad idea. There's no reason to redshirt Avery Johnson. He's going to be around 5 years. No reason. He's just a freakish athlete. No. Play the kid. Get him out there as much as you can. If you can get a lead over Troy, and I think the Cats are a 13-point favorite or something this week over Troy, I don't know that there will be any mop-up duty in this game, but Avery Johnson is a great change-of-pace quarterback for Kansas State this year, where they can just put him out there and go to the quarterback run game. They can switch it up in the middle of a game and give a team a completely different look if they want to. I'm not interested in winning Will Howard a Heisman or something. His stats don't matter to me. Go win football games. And I don't know how you don't get Avery Johnson on the field somehow. Even if it's, I don't know, in the slot, in the backfield, pitch the ball to him. My God, can he run? Something else. So Kansas State looked really, really good. Their defense looked pretty good too. Now, again, these things are so hard to gauge. It's Southeast Missouri State. They were thrilled to have a shutout. Any player that plays defense in college football today would love to get a shutout, and they got theirs. But I don't know that I can read too much into all of that. This week, it is Middle Tennessee State at Mizzou, Illinois at Kansas on Friday night, and Troy at K-State on Saturday. More college football coming right up, brought to you by TicketsForLess.com, your ticket connection. Here you go, TicketsForLess.com. No fees ever. Better Business Bureau, top rating. Local company with nationwide service. They've gone from 4 employees to 90. We love these folks. And it's game week. It's game week right now. So get the promo code KKHI Chiefs, and save 10% off your order for Chiefs tickets for the Lions game on Thursday night. You can save 10%. The easiest way is just call them. Say, I want my 10% off Thursday night. Chiefs, Lions, anything, including parking passes, 10% off. 913-685-3322. TicketsForLess.com. Buck Roofing and Construction is Kansas City's best roofing company. Ron Buck has a personal touch that you just don't find with other roofing companies. Of course, you know he's a great patriot and conservative, and that means he really, really deeply cares about customer service and the result for any customer, whether it's a small repair or a completely new roof on a commercial building. Ron Buck and his team at Buck Roofing can handle it. They're online at rbuckroofing.com or just call Ron, 913-384-2680, and get your free roof inspection. Just call up Ron and get the free roof inspection, 384-2680. You'll sleep well knowing Buck Roofing fixed the roof over your head. And Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet Buick GMC in Excelsior Springs, but it doesn't matter if you live near Excelsior Springs or not. They will build, ship, and deliver your new ride to you, whether it's a Chevy, a Buick, or a GMC. They've got some great interest rates going now on select Silverados and GMC Sierras. And Roberts Robinson is the home of the lifetime warranty. If you're going GM, go Roberts Robinson. It's the only way to go. Give my man Tim a call on the showroom floor and say, look, I live an hour away, but I'm thinking about getting this. Do you have one? Can you build it? What do you think I should do here? Tim will work it right out with you. Do it all on the phone if you like. 816-826-1563. Roberts Robinson. Chevrolet, Buick, GMC. Chevrolet, find new roads. Wow, they found a new road in Boulder, Colorado. Holy smokes, is everybody talking? There are three takeaways from college football this weekend on a national level. And we'll address all three of them here because they were astounding. Watching Colorado, after being as bad as they've been for so long, just go up and down the field on TCU. Now, granted, TCU is not known for its defense. They were last seen getting trounced by Georgia, giving up 38 or whatever to Kansas State in the title game last year. They don't stop people. But watching Colorado do it after being just a moribund team for a long time, and Coach Prime on the sideline with those sunglasses and the gold chains and the way the kids played, remarkable story here. What's going on at Colorado? 57 transfer players, only 3 returning starters, and you can make an argument that Colorado made the biggest noise in college football this week. I used to vote in the AP poll. If I had my vote in the AP poll, I would put Colorado in it. Colorado would be in my poll this week for that win. That is a difficult place to play. It is a loud stadium, and TCU is a good football team. That is a real win, and Coach Prime is off and running. They get Nebraska this week. Now, I didn't think that Nebraska-Colorado would be really high on my radar, but I cannot wait to see that football game. Nebraska in week one played tremendous defense and got beat at the last minute by a Minnesota team that maybe doesn't have a very good offense. I can't judge that yet. Maybe Minnesota's offense is terrible and Nebraska's defense just looked better than it is. But this should be a real Big Ten defense going to Boulder to try to stop Coach Prime and his son and the Colorado Buffaloes. I can't wait to see that play out. TCU joins a whole bunch of disappointments in the Big 12. There's a big headline here in the Big 12. TCU lost. Baylor lost. West Virginia lost. Texas Tech lost. Not a good week for the Big 12. If you're a KU or a K-State fan, this couldn't have been better. You want to see these other teams as beatable. That's all good news if you're a KU or a K-State fan to see the other teams lose like that. The other big headline, Monday night, Clemson lost to Duke, and they lost in dramatic fashion, 28-7. Turnovers were the bugaboo. Duke isn't supposed to be this good, but their quarterback is a pro prospect on the draft board, on Mel Kiper's draft board, and boy, they put it to Clemson. And you have to wonder if the Clemson era, you know, they haven't quite been the same. But they were really great there for a few years. You have to wonder, every coach seems to have an era, and then it starts to fade. And you have to wonder if Dabo Swinney, if this isn't the beginning of the fade part, because they just shouldn't be losing to Duke by 21 points. They shouldn't, and they did. It was a thud. Not nearly as bad as Brian Kelly, who coached a horrific game. This would have been Sunday night against LSU against Florida State. In the first half of this game, the game was tied, and they had a couple of fourth downs were fourth and like a foot, less than a yard, and he handed the ball off both times, and they got stuffed both times. For the life of me, why these coaches that make all this money don't put their quarterback under center and push from behind to get 1 foot, it's just beyond me. Folks, you get the center and 2 guards. That's 3 blockers. 1 runner is 4. You put 2 guys behind him, that's 6 players pushing the ball. 6 players pushing the ball against, at most, 2 defenders. I don't get it. If Brian Kelly converts those instead of getting nothing, they're up 21-7. And I think they probably win the game. But you can't keep getting dispirited like that. You can't make those calls not executed. Maybe he should have taken the field goals. I think he knew it was going to be a higher scoring game and he needed to score points. But my God, those plays were just awful. Terrible. They take too long. He had his quarterback in the shotgun. It took too long to develop. Bad, bad, bad Brian Kelly. And LSU fans have like had it. They want to fire him. Like they're 0-1 and they want to fire their coach. They literally, like, as soon as the plane touches down in Baton Rouge, fire this guy. He's done. A terrible look in college football for LSU, Clemson, and not so much bad look for TCU as it was a great look for Colorado, but certainly not a good look for the Big 12. All right, on to the news of the day, brought to you by 360 Document Solutions, your business's business solution. If you have copiers and printers, phone systems, IT thing in your office, and you work with some big corporation that you don't even know who to call for service, get out of there. Get to business with a local business like 360 Document Solutions. Mark and his team would love to help you become a little more productive and save you some money. That's a win-win for everyone. 360documentsolutions.com. Pretty much any business in Missouri, Kansas, or most of Oklahoma, 360 is there for you. Call 913-745-5340. 44. You've heard about this. You've been thinking about this. Make it this week. Make it happen this week. Give 360 a call and make the switch. 913-745-5344. North Kansas City Dental is your new dentist. Why don't you make that appointment? I know you don't like going to the dentist, but you should go. I'm not a dentist. I'm not going to tell you to go every 6 months, but you should go once a year, don't you think? Get it checked out. Get your teeth cleaned. See what's going on. NKCDental.com. 816-471-2911. Two convenient locations. North Kansas City at Armour and Swift. And West Plaza in Westwood, Kansas. Dr. Bill Bush is at NKC Dental. Online at NKCDental.com. Amazing Garage Floors. Fall is the perfect time to seal your concrete. Before the ice and snow come and all the salt and crap the city dumps in your driveway every year when they throw that stuff all over the streets. Put the seal on there. It's not that expensive. It's pennies on the dollar for new concrete. Amazing Garage Floors. Yeah, they do epoxy flooring. They also seal your concrete. AmazingGarageFloors.net, 913-901-7139 for your Amazing Garage Floor or your concrete seal. Joe Biden's out there running around using the term Bidenomics. He just can't stop. And so the more they use it, the more people start to look at it and say, okay, what is Bidenomics? So I've got a couple of tasty ones for you here today. There was a report from a group called Zero Hedge. Zero Hedge adjusted the June jobs report. I recognize it's September. So the jobs report comes out like a week after a month ends. And everybody goes, woo, and the stock market reacts, and we all go, whoa, it's either good, it's or bad, it's whatever. Then a couple months later, they always adjust it, and it makes no news. And this is how dishonest the whole thing is. They adjusted the jobs for June down 104,000 lower. What's that going to do to the stock market when it opens Tuesday morning? I don't know. 104,000 lower. Get this. This is shocking. 1.2 million American-born citizens lost their job, and they were replaced by 670,000 foreign-born illegals getting jobs. That happened. Those are real numbers. Can we make that? I'm probably not explaining this clearly enough. I'll say it in a way that maybe is not completely accurate, but this gets your attention. 1.2 million Americans lost their jobs. 670,000 illegal aliens took them. Now, obviously, there's a net loss there. There's still some jobs missing. But you have 1.2 million fewer Americans working and 670,000 more foreigners working. That's Bidenomics. That's brutal. That's America last. It literally is. They're just copying everything the European Union does. They want to be part of this one world thing. I mean, I think if Joe Biden and these people had their way, we'd merge somehow with the European Union. We'd give up our constitution, our charter, and just merge with them and have it be like one big global conglomo. It just makes me sick. Another thing that bothers me more than a little bit is the money that we're spending in Ukraine that we don't have. Just pouring it into this war. Keeping the war competitive, but mostly keeping it alive. The warmongering Democrats want to keep the thing alive no matter what. They need an enemy. Putin's the guy. He's the bad guy. So let's just flush all this money to Ukraine. $120 billion. So a government watch group said, they posted this up over the weekend, said, most Americans probably don't know how much $120 billion is because we just hear it and don't think about it. So this government watch group says, if you had $120 billion, okay, if you had that, and there are people that have that, right? You could spend $10 million a day and it would take you 32 years to spend it all. Spending $10 million a day for 32 years is $120 billion. That's what we've given to Ukraine already. This one's even more astounding. If you were to count to $120 billion, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and count it all the way to $120 billion, it would take you 11,400 years. It would take you 11,000 years to count to 120 billion. If you stack these $1 bills up, 120 billion of them, it would go 7,500 miles into the sky. 7,500 miles high of $1 bills is what we've sent to the Ukraine. And these numbers just bounce off of us. Like, we don't even pay attention. We hear them. It's Monopoly money. We don't have the money. Just prints it. My mom used to always ask me, well, they just keep spending and they keep printing money. How do they just print it? I said, well, Mom, they just print it. Well, what happens? Where does it come from? I said, it doesn't. It just creates inflation. If you don't have it, nothing's backing it up. We don't have enough gold and treasure to back all this up. What backs it up is the United States military. That's basically it. We don't have the money. We're not going to get the money. It's just deficit, deficit, deficit. It is so stupid. It is exactly the wrong way to live. You wouldn't live your life that way, your personal life that way. Why does our government, and why can't we look to the states that don't have income taxes and say, look how well those places are run without an income tax? Why can't we figure that out as a country? That seems easy to me. And we don't do it. We don't do it because these stuck, mired in the swamp career politicians can't stop spending. Because every time they spend, all this is money laundering. That's all this is. They're getting rich off the Ukraine war, folks. All the swampies, everybody you see on there supporting this war is somehow making money over it. You don't get Lindsey Graham out there warmongering, and I don't know how he's making it, but he's making money. He's making money out of this $120 million. I promise you. Maybe it's speeches he gives to Lockheed Martin or something. You know, military companies or munitions companies that he gets paid to do things. Maybe it's just flat-out lobbyist money. I don't know. But I guarantee you, if they're out there promoting us giving away this money to Ukraine, if a politician is for it, on the right or left, if they're for it, they're making money. They're making money. And teenagers are dying. We're going to line our teenagers up, you know, World War I, World War II style, hand-to-hand combat, essentially. We're a quarter of a mile apart, lobbing shells at each other. It's just the stupidest stuff ever. Really, really, really dumb. Dr. Jill Biden has COVID. Jill Biden is double vaxxed, double boosted, and now double COVIDed. She got two vax, two boost, and twice got COVID. They're not too worried about it. This strain isn't as bad as some of the other strains have been. Could anybody in a position of responsibility remind the American public that we have had COVID our entire lives? There has not been a year that you've walked on this earth that there was not a COVID. It's not new. It wasn't invented in 19. It was just a worse strain. We guess. We're still unraveling all that. Dr. Fauci is speaking out because apparently the case count is up 18%. And said he's very worried that if and when the CDC recommends that we wear masks, he says there won't be any mandates. Fauci's saying it. There won't be any mandates. He's saying when the CDC recommends that we mask up, that Americans won't comply. Well, no spit, Fauci. I'm not complying. I still have my mask that says this mask does nothing. That's what it says on it. If I had to wear it to fly to my son's wedding, I guess they'd win. But I might just pack up my car and drive at that point. I don't know. I don't think it's coming. I don't think any mandates are coming. I think I was totally wrong last time. I thought when the Democrats, once Biden had won, the hysteria over COVID would just go away. Like magically the Democrats ended it. But I completely misgauged that really what it was about for them was more control over you. And so I know they'd like to do this now, but it is an election year. And it's different what you do after the election as opposed to before the election. And I just don't see a scenario where Biden's mandating all kinds of stuff from the White House in an election year. There's polling out right now that says this race is 46-46. That's from the Wall Street Journal. I'll tell you what 46-46 is. That's a big Trump win because that poll ain't right. If it's 46-46, it's 52-46 Trump is what it is. We know this about polling. There was one of these pundits on one of the liberal networks put together a little focus group, 12 Democrat voters. And she's asking them all questions. And she says, how many of you think Biden should run? And they all said, no, we don't think he should run. How many of you think he's doing a good job? 12 for 12, we don't think he's doing a good job. How many of you think that he has some physical limitations? All 12 people said, yes, we believe that. Then the question was, who are you voting for? And all 12 said Joe Biden. Oh, the other question, should somebody else run against him in a Democrat party? Yes. All 12 people wanted him primaried. Then they said, if the election were today, who are you voting for? All 12 of them, Biden. Brainwashed. Absolutely brainwashed. Woo. Anyway, the polling 46 all's Wall Street Journal. And if it says 46-46, Trump's winning. And everything they're doing to him is not working. They're now, I think they sort of know that the courts aren't going to keep him from running. So now they're trying to play this 14th Amendment thing or whatever, that he's disqualified because of January 6th. These people are insane. They're absolutely insane. Trump's going to run. He's going to be the Republican nominee. And if the election were today, he would beat Joe Biden. That's just a fact. They can lose their mind. I just think it would be the greatest thing ever for Trump to win and watch these people just absolutely come unhinged. I think it would just be the greatest thing ever. It would be so cool. And he would, and Trump, ooh, vengeance is coming. He's going to carry a big stick this time. He's going to go after people. After what they've done to him, he's going to go after him. You watch. That's good polling. Our final is brought to you by Amenies, online at amenies.com, 105th and Metcalf. This is Amenies. Cross Kitchens and crosskitchenskc.com. Great listener of ours named Chris is having a remodel done by Cross Kitchens right now. Ran into him a couple nights ago, had a few laughs over a cold one. That was pretty nice. It's a good business here, Cross Kitchens now. They will fix up your house any way you like it. They've got a design team that'll help you pick out colors, countertops, flooring, you name it. They do it all, start to finish. Big jobs, small jobs. CrossKitchensKC.com. And the Finch Knife Company is online at FinchKnifeCo.com. It's a salute to America. Everything they do is a salute to America. The Flint series is out. The Hatfield and McCoy series are out this year. All online at FinchKnifeCo.com. Or visit Shields in Overland Park, the Bullet Hole in Mission, Teague Tractor in Belton. Keep life from getting dull with a Finch pocket knife. Our final is my worst nightmare. I hate stinging insects. I hate them. Everybody's got a phobia. Everybody's got a thing. Little flying things that sting you. I was traumatized as a kid. I've told this story before. I'm not going to tell it all again. Watching what happened to my sister when I was about 4. And it was horrific what happened to her. And I've never forgotten it. And so I've had this thing in my head the whole time. So when I see these stories, I just cringe. This is in Ontario, Canada. A truck carrying 5 million bees failed to secure the load properly, and all of the beehives slid off the flatbed and onto the road, and there went the bees. 5 million bees in a swarm from a truck crash. They immediately brought in beekeepers. They got the boxes out, and then some of them will fly back to the boxes. They're trying real hard to get them to come back. They're scattered around that neighborhood now, and they've told everybody that bees generally are docile and don't bother you, but something like this, where their housing fell off onto the road, and that they'll be a little pissy for a couple of days. Stay away from those bees. They may just be angry bees right now. I don't think, you know what would be good for me? Is to go to one of these beekeeper places and put that whole suit on and the smoke and all that stuff and go do that. That would be good for me. Maybe that helped get, I'm not that afraid of bees, to be honest. It's the wasps and the hornets. That's what gets me going every time. I'm not that afraid of bees. So maybe I could put one of those suits on and do that. That'd probably be good for me if I got something like that done. Well, I hope you enjoyed it. We're off to a game week start here. Again, we're going to have Stan Weber and Lee Sterling later in the week. We got the Chiefs and the Lions. We got big college games with our area teams. College football's off and running. It's a fun time of year. We'll keep you updated on all the news. Tell your friends about the podcast. Hit the like, follow, or subscribe button. We greatly appreciate that. God bless and rest in peace to Jimmy Buffett. My entire newsletter on Saturday to the patrons was about Jimmy Buffett and pictures that Jessica and I have had over the years. We actually wound up seeing Jimmy Buffett on our honeymoon. It's a great story. If you join this week as a patron, I'll send it to you. I'll send it to you. It's really good. It's got great pictures of us at different Jimmy Buffett shows and stuff. If you join as a patron, you'll get the newsletter. You never know what the newsletter is going to be, but it was a lot of fun. It was a tribute to Jimmy Buffett, so I didn't do that here. But God bless the man. He provided and still provides. We played Jimmy Buffett music all weekend long at the pool and golf course when we were out and about. Just a tremendously fun entertainer, and very sad that he died of a cancer that most people don't die from. It's pretty rare to die of the cancer that got Jimmy Buffett at age 76.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.